This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. All right, Jennifer, I'm pulling you to the side to have a little talk with you, okay? You're the big sister. You have a responsibility to be in charge sometimes. I'm an older sister too, so I totally get that. Sometimes that can feel unfair, but sometimes it makes things really, really fun because it's fun to be in charge. Now, you learned last time that I can be a little tough. I like to give tough love. And it's also important to me that little girls understand their role. And I think you learned that very deeply last time. I wasn't very easy on you, was I? Mm-hmm. And you took it very well, Jennifer. You really did. I mean, you're such a big girl at 8 years old. It was important that I taught you a lesson. And I think you learned it. But tonight, we're going to have some special time with Daddy. And before you start panicking, I'm not going to do anything to you. I think that last time, you learned your lesson pretty well. Okay? So my attention isn't on you. Don't worry. It's on your little sister. I think it's time that she start learning a really important lesson too. And that she is nothing but a little fuck doll for her daddy. Even if it means she's a little pain slut. You learned that last time, didn't you, Jennifer? That good girls are pain sluts. And I'm not going to be giving the lesson to Amy. You are. I'm relying on you to give your little sister the important lessons, and then when she turns 8 or close to that age, then it'll be my turn to teach her a lesson. And it'll be easier because you will have taught her. Okay, so tonight is the first of many. And I essentially want you to be what I was for you, and I'm going to be there to coach you. Okay. You're going to force your little sister, Amy, to do anything you say, just like I did with you. And if you don't get her to successfully listen and follow directions and obey you, you will be the one really, really hurting Amy. And you don't want to have to be forced to do that. Because the things you're going to do are fun, painful things. And if you're not successful, you're going to have to do things to your little sister that might give you nightmares, okay? And it'll be fun. Don't you want to be like me, teaching a little girl how to be a proper pain slut? Mm-hmm. I know you're not going to let me down, are you? Mm-mm. You're going to be a very good girl, and you're going to be the best teacher. Mm-hmm. Now let's go join your daddy and Amy in the living room. Mm-hmm. Hello. Are we ready to have some fun tonight? Good. Now, Daddy, you're going to stay there on the couch. I want you to get nice and comfy because you know I'm going to take care of everything else. Now, Jennifer and Amy, We're going to do what you always need to be doing whenever your daddy asks you to. You're going to strip down to your panties and show off your hot little preteen bodies to your daddy. That's what daddies deserve. And they deserve to see their little angels all undressed and nude. That's a good, good girl, Jennifer. Already, without hesitation, stripping down to just her panties. An excellent choice tonight. I really like those. Nice little floral print panties. You know, I think Amy is trying to stall a little bit too much, don't you think, Jennifer? Yeah, I mean, she should already be undressed. You, Jennifer, you need to tell Amy that you are going to slap her in her little girl face if she doesn't strip down for daddy immediately. Tell her. Come on, Jennifer. I know you can be more mean than that. I've heard you fighting with your sister. Really turn it on. Get mean and aggressive with her. That's so much better. That's right. Now, little Amy, tonight, I'm going to go ahead and warn you. Your big sister, she's in charge. Anything she says goes. And if you don't obey your big sister, your daddy and me have given her permission to really hurt you. And you don't want that, do you? No, you don't. So all you got to do is just listen and obey. Be a good girl. There we go. There we go, daddy. There's your little angel. Now, girls, try to be sexy. Show off your little nude bodies covered in panties just for your daddy. And daddy, you take in your little angels. That's it. Rub that cock from the outside of your pants to your own daughters. Look at their little camel toes. Yes, girls, make those camel toes even more pronounced. I taught you how. Pull up that fabric some. And look at Amy's. Look at Amy's camel toe. She's got a little Disney princess pulling into her little slit. Do you see that? Princess Elsa. Right over her camel toe. You like that, daddy? Turn around, girls. Turn around and show us your cute little asses. There we go. That's what daddy likes, doesn't he? Little preteen ass and panties. Now, girls, I want you to give yourself a wedgie. Show daddy those cute little girl ass cheeks. There we go. That's what daddy likes. He likes the tease of panties. And that's so, so sexy, isn't it, daddy? Seeing your little preteen daughters, no tits. Just in their little panties, all hairless and smooth. And girls, I want you to turn around and look. Let's check and see if you were good little sluts. Good little cock tease sluts and made your daddy's cock nice and swollen and big. Let's see it, daddy. Did your little angels make you hard? Yes, daddy's nice and hard for his two little girls. Doesn't that make you feel good, girls? It does. It should. I mean, that's your number one purpose, to make daddy's cock big and hard. Yes. Now, girls, watch daddy as he starts to stroke off to your bodies. He can't keep his eyes off those puffy mountains. You like those camel toes, don't you, Daddy? Yeah. Now, Jennifer, I think that you should take your little finger and put it right up Amy's camel toe. Kind of like hot dog it between those little lips. That's a good girl. Yeah, isn't it fun to be in charge like I told you? You like that, Daddy? Yeah, she's making little Amy's panties nice and ripe for you. Because once Amy takes them off, you know we're going to give them to you, Daddy. We're going to give them to you so you can smell and sniff and inhale your six-year-old daughter's kitty pussy scent. Now, Jennifer, I think that for being such a good girl, you should have your little sister take your panties off with her teeth. Give her a challenge. And I want you to make sure that you yell at her if she messes up or if she doesn't pull them down fast enough. Do it. Tell her. That's a good girl. Go ahead, yell at her because she's hesitating. Little sluts don't fucking hesitate. Tell her. That's a good girl. Now tell her to kiss your pussy lips. And now, I think you should take your hand and I think you should put it behind your sister's head and push her more into your little pussy. Come on, Jennifer. Don't be scared. Own up to it. You are a dominant older sister. Come on, take charge. It'll feel good. That's my good girl. Yes, the thing is, when you're in charge, you get to tell the little ones what you fucking want. And if it feels good, if her kissing your puffy little lips feels good, you push her deeper into your little pussy lips and you make her do the things that you want. Very good. Now I think you should get on your back and spread those pretty little legs. And then tell your sister to get between your legs and you tell her, make me come, you filthy little six-year-old. Tell her and be a brat. Be a brat about it. Just like that. Yes. Tell her to lick your cunny better. Tell her. And you got to be aggressive with your little sister. Tell her and make sure that you use sexy words because remember, this is all for Daddy. This is all to entertain Daddy. And Daddy likes those special words that you know. Yeah, you tell her to lick your preteen pussy harder. What do you think, Daddy? Jennifer, she's a natural, isn't she? She really, really is. I mean, look at her. She's holding her sister by the hair and guiding her to licking her pussy. I like how she's a little bratty, too. That's a very good girl, Jennifer. Now, I want you to pull her off your little pussy. Like, pull her by your ponytail. Pull her face up, and then I want you to spit right into Amy's face and call her a fucking slut. Do it. Isn't it fun to spit in your little sister's face? Oh my gosh. Now, I want you to get on your hands and your knees, and I want you to tell Amy to spread your ass open and eat and lick your asshole. Tell her. I give you permission to cuss. Tell her. Tell her to be a good little ass eater and eat my 8-year-old ass. Oh my God, look at that. Yes. You see how she responds? Because she's scared. She doesn't want to disappoint. She doesn't want to get punished either. Listen, Jennifer, I know you're a little girl, but listen, 6-year-olds are dumb. They are trainable and dumb. And all you have to do is just put them in their place like you're doing now and get whatever you want. Like, Jennifer, is she licking your asshole, like, good enough? No. Well, you need to teach her a lesson. How are you going to teach her a lesson? You're going to pull her off your ass and spit in her face again. And you tell her to be a better ass licker. Come on, do it. Make her scared of you. That's a good girl. Daddy, you like that? You like this little lesbian sex scene between your two daughters? Your little budding lolly-dom? This is just the beginning. I mean, think about what we can train Jennifer to do. I mean, she will be the best little slut tamer. Because she's a little slut. She knows what she needs to do and what she can't do. I mean, it just makes sense for her to be a little slut tamer, huh? All for daddy's enjoyment. Yeah. Now, Jennifer, let's get Amy to give daddy a really big kiss. Because on her lips and her tongue are your little child pussy and your kitty asshole. And I think daddy would really, really like a kiss from Amy. Yeah, tell her to crawl on her knees. Tell her. And then when she's crawling over there, spank her ass. Keep spanking it. Watch her just crawl with even more speed. Just like that. Mm-hmm. Very good. Now tell her to get up there and kiss daddy. And you tell her too, while she's kissing daddy, you tell her you better be kissing daddy like a good little slut because daddy deserves the best. Tell her. Mm-hmm. Now in a minute, Jennifer, you're going to go back and you're going to make Amy get on her back. And you're going to take her panties and stuff them in her mouth. And then you're going to take this dildo right here. And eventually, you're going to fuck your sister with this dildo. But first, we're going to torture her body just a little bit. Let's get her back on the ground. Go ahead. That's it. Yep, Amy on the ground. And Amy, you better spread your legs. Show daddy what he likes. And what he likes is that little tiny 6-year-old slit wide open for him. Do it. Jennifer, slap her inner thighs. Mm-hmm. Tell her that she's a fucking slut and that she is nothing but a cock tease for daddy. That's her only fucking purpose. Tell her. Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, Jennifer, I want you to take your hand and I want you to spank and slap her bald little 6-year-old mound and slit. I want to see it reddened by you slapping it. You're going to slap it over and over again. Yes, keep going. Keep going. That's a good girl. Now, Amy, sweetie, I know that this is kind of scary, but this is good for you. You need to learn a lesson, and that you are a little submissive slut. And a part of you loves the attention. You like being slapped because you know it makes daddy happy. You like the pain. The sting kind of feels good. Don't you think, you little fucking slut? And you better answer me correctly. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. That's a good girl. Yeah, that's it. Taste my fucking spit, you little whore. You are nothing but a filthy little kindergarten slut, you hear me? You're good for nothing, dumb, but cute and pretty. And you've got tight little fuck holes that daddy likes. That's the only thing you are. Do you understand me? Oh my gosh, yes. You know, Amy, I kind of like it when you look scared. I think you need a kiss. But don't fucking take this as that I like you. Because I don't. I'll only like you when you prove to me that you're a good, submissive whore. You little good-for-nothing fuckmeat. Now, Jennifer, I think it's time. I think it's time that you start fucking your sister with this dildo. And I don't want you to be kind at all. Because you have learned a lesson from me. Remember that? I didn't go easy on you, did I? I took what I wanted, and you're going to do the same to your sister. You're going to push that dildo inside that little child cunt, and you are going to degrade her while you do it. You're going to tell her that she's a slut, that she's a fucking pain slut for being wet, from getting spanked and used and fucked. You're going to degrade her for being a dumb, silly little rape whore. You're going to tell her everything that I told you. And don't worry, honey. I'll be here to help you. That's a good girl. You didn't hesitate sticking that inside of her. And if she screams too loud, you slap her face and tell her to cry quietly. And tell her that good sluts don't fucking cry loud. Tell her, because she's trying to scream right now. You know what, actually? You know what I think would be a good idea, Jennifer? And I can't believe I didn't think about this already. But the panties being stuffed in Amy's mouth really aren't working. And you know what works best? Is when you sit on her dumb little crying face. So why don't you get on top of her, like straddle on top of her face, facing her little cunt, so you can still fuck that little thing. You just bend over and she's gonna lick you. And if you feel her not licking you properly, you are going to spank her. You're gonna beat her tiny, dumb little body until she does what you want her to. That's a good girl. Sit on your little sister's face. And a crying little child underneath your cunt. Ugh. Feels so fucking good. And her tears are, her tears are gonna just glide so smoothly against your hairless, puffy little cunt. Yeah, that's it. Get into it, girl. Grind on Amy's face. That's a good girl. Yes. And you know what, Amy? While you're sitting there, laying here, being used like a fuck toy, being used as entertainment and pretty much porn to make your daddy hard and get him to come, I want to remind you that even though you are an adorable little princess girl, you aren't a fucking princess. You are a slut underneath it all. Your daddy just wants to fuck you. He loves you, yes, but he also loves how sexy you are. He loves your tight little rapels. And that's what I'm here to help teach you and what your big sister Jennifer is teaching you right now, because she already knows that she's just a worthless whore who serves her daddy, who serves whoever is in charge of her. You are meant to be a submissive little bitch, and you love it. You're going to learn to love it, because I can hear that you're wet, you little fucking six-year-old slut. I hear you're all creamy from getting fucked and pounded and practically raped by your sister. Yeah, that's what I do. I fucking do. And you know what? I'm going to go over here and I'm going to tweak your little flat nipples, your little baby butt nipples. Yeah, because this... this is what you love. You love it. You're wet, you little fucking slut. You like that, Daddy? Yeah? Is Jennifer doing a good job? She is. She really is. And I know you like to see your little girls dominated by a woman. Even better to see your little daughter, your oldest daughter, topping and dominating your youngest daughter like a fucking pro. And I'm gonna keep teaching her. In fact, I'll probably find a strap on for little Jennifer, and then she can really fuck Amy, train her whenever she fucking wants. But I'm glad that your daughters are learning that they are little whores, that even though you love them with all your heart, you would die for them. But the thing is, you also are dying to fuck them. You're dying to have child sex with your own daughters. And you deserve to have sex with your daughters. I mean, they're fucking gorgeous. And pretty little girls serve daddies. Pretty little girls empty their daddy's balls. And that's what you deserve, Daddy. You're a good daddy. You deserve to glaze their pretty little faces. You deserve to feel the inside of their tight, whore child cunts. And you know what? I think it's time that they help you come. Yeah. Jennifer, you've done such a good job, baby. I want you to go over there and I want you to kiss your daddy, okay? And then I want you to ask him, I want you to look at him in his face and ask if you've been a good little girl. Yes. And instead of sitting on daddy's lap, you're going to bend over right beside daddy. And I'm going to have Amy go over to there and lick your asshole. Because that's where she belongs, isn't it? Now go over there like a good girl. Ask your daddy and kiss him. Ask him if you've been a good girl. And you sloppy little whore. Look at you. You're a fucking mess, Amy. You made such a mess of yourself. Come here. Come here. Get off the fucking ground. Yeah, I'll pull you by your ponytail. That's why I put you in the ponytail, so I can drag you around. You get over here on your hands and knees. Now, make it look sexy. I told you, Amy, whenever you're on your hands and knees, you need to arch that back. You're not a fucking boy. You're a girl. You're supposed to look sexy at all times. Now get your silly, messy, sloppy face right between your sister's ass. You're going to thank your sister for teaching you and putting in your place by rimming her. Come on, get your face in there. And I don't want you. I'm going to check too. Little girl, I'm going to check to see if your tongue is trying to get inside of your sister's asshole. Yep, go ahead. Go. Come on, you little fucking whore. Try to tongue fuck your sister. This is what you're good for. This is what you deserve, to be a fucking submissive whore. You don't deserve anything else. You're not special, Amy. You're nothing but a six-year-old dumb little whore. You hear me? Mm-hmm. And at school, sure, you're something else. At the dinner table, you're something else. But deep down inside, you will always be this dumb little whore that rims your big sister, that takes care of your daddy, that lets daddy lick you and suck you and eventually fuck you. Do you understand me? That is love. You know, daddy, I think that we should have both the girls get between your legs and open up their mouths. Give you targets. Yeah, you want to give your little girls a facial, daddy? Amy, Jennifer, you heard me. Get on your fucking knees where you belong in front of daddy and open your mouth and look sexy. Stick out your tongue. Silly little whores are sexy. Just like that. Mouth wide open. And every now and then, you beg daddy for cum. You beg him. You call yourself a cum slut. Like this. Daddy, can I please have your cum? I'm daddy's cum slut. And then open your mouth right back up. You live and breathe for daddy's cum. You feel dumb without daddy's cum. You feel empty and sad without daddy's cum. And daddy, look down at your little angels. Look down at their pretty little faces. Cover them. Blast them with your fucking cum. That's it, daddy. Jerk it out. Jerk it right onto their faces. Their targets. They're your little daughter cum rack. You're underage. Cum rags. Give it to him, daddy. Give it to him. It doesn't even matter if it gets in their eyes, if it burns, if it gets up their nostrils, if it gets in their hair. I hope it does, because that'll make them feel like even more of a silly little whore. Make their eyes burn and remind them how powerful and potent daddy's cum is. That's it. All over their fucking little faces. Yeah, make sure you give Amy all the cum too. All the cum. Yeah, that crying, tear-stained face. Yeah, she loves it. Look at her. She's smiling for daddy's cum. Jennifer needs some too. She's been a very, very good girl, hasn't she? She deserves daddy's cum. Daddy's cum equals love. Now, girls, I want you to make out with each other. Pass daddy's cum between your mouths. Yes. Back and forth. Dance daddy's cum around in your mouths. There we go. Look at that, daddy. Your little lesbian angels. And Jennifer, when you get the cum in your mouth, I want you to pull away from your little sister. And I want you to spit it all over her face again. Do it now. Yes, spitting daddy's cum and all your baby girl drool right back onto her fucking face. Yes, that's what she gets. Yes, you sloppy little fucking whore, you. Oh my gosh. Daddy, you truly have two really good little sluts here.